Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I had a very busy weekend doing Coast to Coast AM with Ian Punnett and my own Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. that we've syndicated. And so I missed my emails and phone calls that I got from 9/11 We Are Change LA, wearechangela.org. But the early worm gets the worm. The early bird was up at about 6:30 this morning, and I did get the news and the information then, and so we have the folks for you. They are going to be getting the video up today or tomorrow. They shot it in high def and are trying to convert it and get up on the computer, and I've learned what a hassle that is and learning curve. But huge news. They got an interview with Martin Sheen. That's right, Charlie Sheen's father, who's been outspoken on the war and outspoken on many other issues for many, many years. He's been a political activist and on the good guy's side. Over and over again, you know him for playing the president on the West Wing, of course, that number one TV show season after season. And you also know him for all the films he's been in, including Academy Award-winning films like Apocalypse Now. He also has a well-known actor's son, Emilio Estevez, and our good friend Charlie Sheen, who really broke the ice on 9/11 Truth. Well, Saturday at an anti-war rally in Southern California, We Are Change Los Angeles went up and did an interview with him on camera. In fact, the fella that you see in the different We Are Change LA videos that have been put up, in the response to Bill Maher, the challenge to Bill Maher, with his co-anchor being the young lady who we've interviewed before up to get her on, lovely, intelligent young lady. Stuart Howe is her co-host, and he did the interview. And that was Saturday evening. It should be up today. They're working on it right now. And let me just say that we are going to not play down what he said, but because the video isn't out yet, we may even get the audio for later in the show today, that we're going to be very conservative with, you know, quoting him in absentia. There was another well-known actor there. Mark Ruffalo was with him. And they were asked questions about the fall of Building 7. They were asked questions about the NORAD stand-down. They were asked questions about the police state that has grown out of 9/11. And we will tell you what they said, and the words of talking to Stuart Howe right before airtime and earlier this morning, that it's, quote, even more powerful than that. But we're going to wait for the really powerful stuff until the video is out. But there will be articles on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us in the next couple hours, maybe even sooner at PrisonPlanet.com. I know Kurt Nemo is on it right now at TruthNews.us. I know Paul Watson already did an article this morning. George Carlin questions received reality. He says, you know, that they brought up Bill Maher being confronted and the official story of 9/11 to him at a book signing, and he said, yeah, well, they said, do you question the 9/11 story? And he said, well, yeah. In fact, I forgot to tell you, John, go grab that audio from We Are Change New York, and let's air that later with Carlin, please. Headline, George Carlin questions received reality, and he goes on to the question of, do you question the official story? He goes, yeah, well, I always question the received reality, because a lot of times it turns out to be not true or a lie. And then he went on and said even more. So coming up, what George Carlin had to say, but first, what Martin Sheen had to say. Again, this is huge, and I've tried to put in a call to Charlie Sheen this morning, but it's early out there. I'm going to try to get his take on all this, too. And this was, again, already breaking on some of the message boards and places out there. So we're covering it before Fox spins it.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
20 minutes before airtime, I've been talking to him all morning. I had a chance to speak to one of the individuals who went into Bill Maher's little production and exposed the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. Two Fridays ago, he is Stuart Howe. His co-host is Katie Kurtzman, who we interviewed last Monday, concerning their confrontation with Bill Maher that got international headlines as one of the biggest stories of the news cycle last week. Earlier this morning, they were trying to get up the guys that shot the video that had the tape, because it was early out there, so that they could at least get us the audio. And they are busily right now uploading the audio during the break. I'll multitask and find out exactly where so we can link to it and post it in an article for PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. This is a newsroom. When you're listening to this show on these big news days, you hear it happening. Because I'm, the reporter, the talk show host, the editor, and I'm working with all these great people in the field, these wonderful activists like We Are Change Los Angeles. And I love what We Are Change was born out of. They were born out of folks in New York, establishment leftists and others, trying to censor and control what the young activists and what people in the community wanted to do, getting more aggressive against the New World Order agenda and exposing the government-sponsored terror. And I challenged Luke Radowski to start We Are Change, to be a young leader in all this, to take action, and he did it. And their chapters are sprouting up everywhere. We Are Change is confronting politicians and power brokers every day across the world. These young info warriors and old info warriors are just wonderful, wonderful people. But since then, we don't even have to paraphrase what Martin Sheen was saying because they just listened to the audio this morning and did some quick transcripts of basically what Martin Sheen, legendary actor of television and, of course, the stage and screen, and several Academy Award-winning films. His son was the first big Hollywood star, and it went supernova because people resonated with what he did. The courage of Charlie Sheen, the first big Hollywood star to go public a year and a half ago, in April 20th of 2006, that became a huge national story for weeks. In fact, the last year and a half, it's been in the news every other week. He was viciously attacked for it. But I want to make something clear about what you're about to hear from Martin Sheen. The audio is coming later during the show. Also, the video should be up later today. And that's this. Martin was asked about what he thought about Building 7 mysteriously falling, and he said, hey, it's suspicious what happened with the main towers, not just Building 7. And I want to make something clear before Fox News and the rest of them attacking. And that's why we're writing an article that focuses on this. Just 2 weeks ago, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the big federal body that studies technology and standards, and vets patents and all of this, said, okay, we don't know why Tower 1 and 2 and 7 fell. It is very mysterious, and fires shouldn't have been able to do that. The planes crashing into them shouldn't have been able to do that. This is Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, and others just having the courage to say the world is round and that the universe doesn't orbit the Earth before anybody else says it at their prominent level. We also have George Carlin being questioned over the weekend at a book signing about 9/11 being a cover-up, and does he think there could be a cover-up? And he said, I always question the received reality. And he said if they had another investigation, it would be a total whitewash because the government covers up what it does. I mean, tacit 9/11 truth statement, very, very strong. PrisonPlanet.com story right now. Get it out to everybody. I am so excited, but I just want to say to Adam and the other guys right now, in fact, I'm tempted just to go to music right now and call Adam and just tell him, you know, it's a big crowd of people. They're up on stage after the anti-war rally. There's folks interjecting questions and things. They're trying to cut those out, so it's just what Martin Sheen was saying. But I just say get it out as quickly as possible because Fox and others are already on this because I guess you guys couldn't get a hold of me yesterday, and ABC's already on this. Couldn't get a hold of me yesterday because I slept till late because I was on coast to coast till 5 in the morning, and then I didn't get to sleep till about 6, and then I got up about 11, and I went to my radio show. And I apologize, but they saw it on message boards. They know about it. They're preparing their propaganda push. We have got to just point out that Martin Sheen, to protect him, folks, so more will come forward, and so he doesn't get squashed. We have to point out he's only stating what NIST is saying. Why is that such an abomination? Why is that heresy? Okay, going to Stuart Howe right now, who was in there confronting Bill Maher, who went and did the interview, of course, with Martin Sheen Saturday afternoon in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, in the 20 minutes since we talked before airtime, you were able to get a hold of Adam and have him play you some of the audio clips to get quotes. First, set the table for us. You interviewed Martin Sheen and another well-known actor. How did this happen? Tell us what they said.
Well, first I need to clarify, if I can take a minute, I actually was not inside the Bill Maher show. That was done by other members of our group. I was the gentleman who was on screen with Katie Kurtzman in the response video. The response.
That's right. So you were in the video response to it, to be clear, but you're with We Are Change LA.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we were there. We were at the Answer March, and we had a little booth set up to try to get the truth out about 9/11, as you know, we're trying to do, and it became clear there's a lot of people around we would want to talk to, and Adam came and grabbed me, and we went and found Mr. Sheen, and he's a really nice guy. I should lead in by telling you he's a genuinely nice guy, and I want to be very careful because of that I don't state anything that isn't accurate. And you know, I was running on lack of sleep and very tired, and we had also interviewed Mark Ruffalo, so I may have been a little bit confused about which said what. But I do have some transcripts, and it was very exciting because he's on board. He wants to help, and he's a patriot, and, you know, we're all trying to do the best thing for our country, and it just felt good knowing he was on board with that.
Absolutely. Go over it.
Well, you know, I kind of led in with, you know, that we have a problem here, and, you know, I questioned if he was aware of the official story didn't ring true and what we could do to help the situation. He replied with, "I don't know what to suggest. There were a lot of questions about it." He pointed out that his son Charlie had introduced him to a lot of information and that there were a lot of questions. Up until last year, about a year ago, he said, he had been very dubious. But he said, and I quote, he said, I did not want to believe that my government could be involved in such a thing and that none of us wanted to believe that, I said. And then he went on to say that I could not live in a country that I thought could do that. That would be the ultimate betrayal. And then he said, then, however, there have been so many revelations that now I have my doubts. And chief among them is Building 7. How did they rig that building so that it came down on the evening of that day? And he went on. He was just kind of candid, and he wasn't claiming to know anything specifically. It was just more, you know, that just a lot of questions were raised.
Okay, for the record, now that you've had a chance to hear it again, because I know I woke you up at 6 in the morning your time, 8 in the morning my time, here Central. Was that his quote about you asked him about 7, and he said, well, the other two towers were suspicious, or was that Ruffalo?
That may have been Ruffalo, and I have not heard or seen any of that since we shot it, and it was kind of a chaotic time when we shot
but,
it.
But we're about to, because Fox News, all these enemies of freedom are listening right now, so they can't spin. How long, and I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, what, on wearechangela.org soon?
Yeah, hopefully it's going up as we speak in a rough cut, and, you know, it's going to, hopefully it's up there as we speak, and it's about to be polished up a bit.
And of course, Murphy's law would have it that you guys shot it in high def, and that is harder to transfer onto these web formats. Please continue with any other of the quotes you were able to get directly from the audio.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I asked him if he was referring to the Larry Silverstein statement about pulling it with Building 7, and he said, yeah, pull it. How convenient. When did they rig that building? And, it just was... It was good. I mean, he had a lot of questions. He pointed to basically, what's out there as the truth, that there's questions. There's a Silverstein statement, and he's trying to get to the truth of it, and it was nice to feel that he was on board. And I don't think he's making any assumptions, but I think he's aware and he's concerned, and it was great to have him, on board with us, as I felt it.
What about the NORAD stand down? Can you get into that?
Yeah, let me see where my notes are on that.
You know what? Just read through all your notes. I think that's the best way.
I'm pretty much done with them. I actually had to take your call when I was about at that point with taking notes from Adam. You know, he did say, yeah, NORAD, that's questionable. The response was questionable or alluded to the fact that, he agreed with me that I thought it was questionable. But he did say, it was the military involved and there was possibly some screw-up. But, he was concerned and... we talked about Blackwater, being at his other, that there were civilian, type operators at his other protests. And so I don't want to overstep. I think probably the video will speak for itself. And I want to be very careful because he was a nice man and I don't want to put words in his mouth. However, I definitely felt like, he's aware and on board, and it's wonderful to feel that.
Well, I agree. Continue.
That's pretty much it, with the exception of Mark Ruffalo, who is also a nice guy. And we got him, to open up and talk about the questionable aspects of the day and the events following. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well, because I don't have a clear enough recollection to really state exactly what they said. But it's exciting stuff, Alex, and I'm happy to be here, alongside you doing what we're doing, because it's very important for our country.
Absolutely. We're about to go to break, and we're going to see if we can grab the audio and play that.
Absolutely.
And we've got your authorization from We Are Change LA to air that.
Absolutely.
Okay, John, go ahead and go over to We Are Change LA, just la.org, and see if that is up yet. As soon as it comes up, we will be playing that audio here on air, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know how big your servers are, but folks might want to hold off going to that site. Of course, you won't till I'm able to grab that immediately. And again, they are racing to try to get the video up. They spent the last days trying to convert it down from high def. We're going to have that video up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Kurt Nemo is in the bombardier seat over at TruthNews.us working on this story. Paul Watson is piloting Prison Planet as we engage the New World Order with another giant salvo for 9/11 truth.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm back in the gunner's seat. The audio is going to be up in 20 minutes, sir. Almost done grabbing it out of the video and uploading it to an FTP site. PrisonPlanet.com is standing by to transmit it, so we'll have it for you by next hour. Again, going back to our guest, sir, I can only commend you for the work you're doing. I can only commend you for the action you're taking, Stuart Howe, and all of you at We Are Change Los Angeles, We Are Change New York, all of you. Again, it's catching fire, the aggressiveness of the grassroots, not laying down anymore. The media has now grown to the point, alternative media and the avenues and the venues and the conduits to transmit this information, and we are seeing a major resistance to the New World Order right now. I am extremely excited, and I just salute Martin Sheen and this other well-known actor, Mark Ruffalo, for what they've done.
Me too, Alex. And I've got to tell you, there was a big shift in how it felt. The police seemed to be, you know, very receptive. They were, you know, happy and helpful with us. They were very good to Randy when he was taken out and roughed up from the Bill Maher show. And it was just nice to see that a lot of people are on board, and more of them are coming on board as they, you know, begin to wake up.
Absolutely. And Paul Watson just told me he's about to post the next 10 minutes on PrisonPlanet.com, the first big article about this with those incredible quotes from Martin Sheen. More of them coming here later today. Everybody call. If you're listening on an AM or FM station in Kansas City or 1330 north of Austin or WBCR or upstate New York or Southern California or Montana, Wyoming, Utah, where we have stations, Illinois, Ohio, all of our great affiliates. If you're listening on AM or FM, call your friends, call your neighbors, tell them to tune in. This is big news. If you're listening at PrisonPlanet.com, tell everybody to tune in right now because you're going to hear all this broken here on air. And I want to thank you, Stuart, and We Are Change LA, for coming to us with this. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't get in touch with you yesterday.
Not a problem. I'd just like to thank everybody in our group and Luke and everybody out there who's doing what we're doing, because we're doing this because we saw it being done somewhere else and it's catching on. And, you know, we just want to see accountability and truth brought back into the government or our country.
Well, it also brings safety to 9/11 activists and We Are Change activists and activists, period, because the more of us do this, the Glenn Becks who are scared, and they admit they're scared that it's spreading. Of course, Tucker Carlson says it's spreading, and a large portion of Americans, now a majority, by the way, believe it's an inside job. They can't sit there and call us terrorists or kooks or say we're dangerous and try to equate us with that anymore, because we are the majority and we have the science. Comments.
You know, Alex, absolutely, and I want to speak to that about this new H.R. 1955 thing and how they're trying to color us as even potentially violent, and we are exactly the opposite of that. You know, we are using words and open-minded thinking, and we're trying to get information out peacefully about creating peaceful and honest change, and actually not really a revolution to something, but back to what we were founded as, which is a republic, constitutional republic and rule of law, and we want peace and openness and, you know, we don't advocate anything violent.
And this new
anything.
Thing is pre-crime. It says you don't have to talk violently, and it passed the House, about to pass the Senate. It's just if they decide that maybe someone could extrapolate it later and they do something violent, you're a terrorist. I mean, folks, that is a terrorist government. That's a Soviet/Nazi government that would do something like that. It just shows you who they are.
Yeah, it's very telling, and we are all about peace and honesty, and if that has them scared, that's a frightening thing in itself.
Well, they can't infiltrate the thousands of groups that are formed, the hundreds of activists every week that are out confronting politicians, the millions that are awake. They can't do it. Game over.
Yeah. Amen.
Folks, it is up to you. I mean, what about the George Carlin thing? We're going to play that when we get back.
Well, you know, he's always been great. The clip of him in the Zeitgeist movie is phenomenal, where he talks about, you know, the real power behind the puppets.
Or when he talks about why Americans have been dumbed down from the smartest to the dumbest by design.
Absolutely. You know, and the comical take on it and the, you know, the irony of it is just such a great way to wake people up to it, because we don't want to be belligerent in your face. We consciously took on the tone of the video from the Brussels march, the 9/11 march, where it was mainstream people, you know, kind and, you know, women carrying their children and you know, they're not militant at all. They're out there in the streets saying, hey, you know, we want to support truth and openness and peace and love. And
this is an incredible crime for the military-industrial complex to carry out this attack, to push their whole police state agenda, their war agenda, their energy agenda. The word is out. And what do you expect us to do when you kill our people? And we know you could kill more of us at any time. We know you're terrorists. We have to fight you. You didn't give us a choice. That's why I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now out. You can watch it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com. You can order the DVDs that are shipping out today. Order Endgame today. We'll talk to We Are Change Los Angeles on the front lines of the Infowar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions: war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Guys from We Are Change LA, Adam, who shot the footage, is uploading it right now. I'm going to try to get him on next hour after we play it. Anybody else from wearechange.org in New York, anybody else wants to get on later in the show? This is a celebration of getting the info out, and Martin Sheen is just absolutely amazing. Now, I interviewed his son, Charlie Sheen, and I'm good friends with him. He's such a gentlemanly, friendly person, so intelligent. All the things you hear about him in the news are total lies or distortions. And they're going to have a lot of trouble trying to demonize Martin Sheen. Just incredible courage. He knew he was doing an interview. He knew he was doing it with We Are Change. And he just did an absolutely incredible thing. Again, Paul Watson is writing the breaking story on this. It should be up very soon on PrisonPlanet.com. You heard that exclusive quote from the audio coming up. Thanks to We Are Change, Los Angeles. Now, here is the George Carlin. This is also up on PrisonPlanet.com. See, when other people are playing around and screwing around on the weekend, We Are Change LA is out there doing interviews. We Are Change New York's out there confronting people and doing interviews. And we're busy on the weekend, too, noticing that they've done an interview with George Carlin and then writing an article on it. That's the reason the PrisonPlanet.com show big. I could care less. I wish there were 100 other sites bigger than PrisonPlanet.com. It's scary to be on the very front line, be the tip of the spear. Go get the George Carlin questions, the official 9/11 story, up on PrisonPlanet.com and beat the Dig Brigade. Everybody go and dig that up and get on the front page of Dig. Get it out to everybody else. That is huge. We're about to go back to Stuart Howe, who interviewed Martin Sheen here in just a moment. But here is George Carlin being talked to by We Are Change New York. Here it is.
Hi, George. How you doing? I'm J.R.
J.R.
Yeah.
I have the initials.
Yeah.
Either of these to you or what?
Yeah, sure. J.R. I wanted to ask you, George, I'm really curious to find out what you think about this whole 9/11 conspiracy truth movement thing that's going on across the nation. They interrupted Bill Maher's show last Friday.
Yeah.
What are your personal thoughts on that? Would you care to comment on that?
I always question the received reality. The consensus reality is often intentionally misleading.
Would you support a new investigation on 9/11?
You know, that's like, you know, that they don't investigate themselves in this country. Those people, there would be a lot of them. It would be like the Kennedy thing. It would be like everything.
Okay.
The people who are in charge do what they want, and they will always do what they want. The power does what it wants to. And I wouldn't trust an investigation. It's just fun. It's good speculation. Because you can't, you're getting this on here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, now you know.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it.
Thank you, George.
Absolutely incredible. There he is, not only saying he questions the official reality when asked about 9/11 truth, but then he goes on to say that it'd be a total whitewash by the people. You see? I mean, that is huge, but this Martin Sheen, just the one quote you've now heard, and the full interview coming up, this is so amazing. And you know why it's amazing? Because the criminals that murdered those people need to be brought to justice. And if we don't bring them to justice, they're going to keep murdering us, keep staging terror attacks, keep using this agenda of problem, reaction, solution, of false flag, black op, inside job, terror. We don't have a choice. We have to expose this. Don't you know I get scared sometimes? Don't you know I have to gut up and commit? Don't you know I had to count the cost before I ever even did this? But together, all of us, they can't get all of us. I'm kind of like the guy that stepped up first. And there's been so many before us that they took down. And it's scary, folks. But it's scarier to let them keep running roughshod and to keep ruling over us. So, again, this is literally life and death. This is info war. This is about the survival of this nation and the planet. This is literally for all the marbles. This is the main crisis. That's why I made Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Going back to the absolutely amazing folks at We Are Change LA, Stuart Howe. Stuart, other points, other things you want to add here?
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you. I'd just like to say what got me into actually getting out and doing things and showing up at actions was seeing other people doing it. And I was a bit scared and reluctant, but I felt so strongly that if I didn't stand up, you know, who would? And now that I could see that there are other people standing up and coming from a good, you know, loving, kind, concerned about their fellow man place, I got out there and started doing little things, and then things got bigger, and then I joined with people, and you know, the actions got a bit stronger. But I'd just like to say to anybody who's kind of waiting in the wings and feeling the need to stand shoulder to shoulder with people that are, you know, trying to affect change, like Luke and like you, once you actually get out there, like Bruno pointed out and Katie about at the Maher show, this incredible peace and power and centered love fills you and empowers you. So, you know, you can stand in front of a celebrity and ask them questions, even though you may not be comfortable, you know, in front of people. Or you can do whatever the situation calls for, because something you can feel is empowering you to do the right thing. And it's a wonderfully empowering and great thing to feel. And I urge everybody to take whatever steps, you know, might be a little uncomfortable, to get out there and join us, and let's take our country back.
There is no doubt from the quotes and the audios coming up that Martin Sheen has gone public for 9/11 truth and in support of his son Charlie in a big way, knowing it was an interview, knowing what it was for. He did it, and we just commend him. We need to pray for him and support their family. I got to try to get a hold of Charlie during a break and get his take on all this. I tried calling him earlier this morning, but again, it's out there on the West Coast. So much happening right now. You know, I liken this to the old naval fights that I read about, where you'd have a merchant ship out there with more people on board and more fighters than a pirate ship, but the pirates would come up with their big skull and crossbones flag, and that meant submit to us or you all die. And a lot of times people, just out of intimidation, would give up. But a lot of times the pirates would ram them, come up, jump them on board, throw their hooks on them, jump over. And if the people just rallied and fought back, they would run the pirates off and defeat them and take their ship. And the New World Order ran over our ship, took it over, and we're basically mutinying back, trying to take our country, this ship, this lovely lady back. And that's why all of you waiting in the wings, we're out here fighting on the deck, folks. And a few of us were out here fighting when it was 100-1. Now it's us in the majority, and we need to just pile on. Imagine going public before 9/11, like I had to do. Imagine going public the day it happened and having like half my stations kick me off and turn off, you know, and say, we're not carrying your show anymore. Well, first they called and said, you're off if you keep talking like that. Because I'd been the good guy bashing Bill Clinton before that. Well, that was because he was corrupt. And I said, no, I'm not going to shut up. And, you know, this show is 50 times bigger, literally, than it was then. And I didn't submit. I didn't cower. I didn't go in for the fear. I didn't go in for monetary punishment. That's just the way it goes. I had to tell the truth. I knew it was a black op. And now, people, I mean, what excuse do you have? You know it's an inside job. You got to speak up or the killers win.
Absolutely, Alex. And, you know, we had a highway patrolman at one of our events out here on Venice Boardwalk. And the police were very, very good with us. They took some literature and read the literature. I approached a couple of them. I didn't get it on camera, but I know I asked one of them, you know, what they felt about how everything was going, and everybody seemed to be a good crowd, and things were, you know, under control. And they said, yeah, everybody's on the same page today, is what these officers told me. And they said, I wish it could be like this all the time and every day. So now that we're rallying to stop the war and stop the New World Order from, you know, proceeding down their path, I think we're going to see a lot more people, and we are seeing a lot more people join together in solidarity. And the more that come out, the more come out. And it's exciting to see that.
I agree. When police defend the First Amendment and defend liberty, I love them and I defend them. And when they do a good job, I defend them. And 80% of them are good. The bad thing is that the system is trying to promote the bad cops. And I've made mistakes in the past getting it threatened by police at a primitive level and, you know, howling and screaming. But really, I've said the last 6 months or so, I've been realizing that it's about reaching out to them. They're citizens, too.
Yes.
Their children are under this attack, too.
Absolutely, and they're starting to see that. And they're actually really great out here, and I commend all the good officers that we have out here that are, you know, that are feeling it.
Well, I don't know what to say. I am with bated breath knowing that that audio is being uploaded now. To an FTP site, and we're going to have it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Truth News and InfoWars and Jones Report and all of them just as soon as possible. This was going to be big news today on the show with George Carlin, and now it's dwarfed by Martin Sheen. Read those quotes again before I got you on air and you had to stop getting the transcript from the audio over the phone before they uploaded it. And then again, that audio is coming up by at least the next hour. Recap that story and read some of those quotes again.
Well, I went up and, you know, asked him what his thoughts were on 9/11 and what we could do to help, what his take was on the situation and what we could as a people do to help the situation. He said, I don't know what to suggest. He said that his son, Charlie, had brought a lot of information to him, over the last couple of years, I guess a lot of it through you, and that there were a lot of questions. But then about a year ago, he said, about a year and a half ago, I believe it was, he said, I was dubious, was the exact quote, but I did not want to believe that my government could be involved in such a thing. None of us, and I said, yeah, none of us want to believe that. He said, I could not live in a country that I thought could do that. That would be ultimate betrayal. He went on to say, then, however, there have been so many revelations that now I have my doubts, and chief among them is Building 7. How did they rig that building so that it came down on the evening of the day? And, I said, are you referring to Larry Silverstein and the whole, you know, how they made a decision to pull it? He said, yeah, pull it. How convenient. When did they rig that building? And, it kind of went on a little bit. That's all the quotes that I have. But I think the general tone is really, really valuable, as was the general tone with Mark Ruffalo, who was also a really, really nice guy and obviously very aware and concerned. And it was just great to be part of it.
Absolutely. And again, I literally had my heart pattering to get more of the quotes and to be able to play this on air. I am Again, so incredibly excited. I guess you were unable to listen to the audio and get transcripts before we air it of what Ruffalo said, but just from memory, what are some of the things that Ruffalo said?
I really would hate to say. I would hate to say. I just want to be cautious. It was along the same lines. He questions, several aspects of the day, aspects of since that day and surrounding that day. And I think I'm just going to, just let the video and the audio speak for itself because I don't want to misspeak. It was so nice to let me talk to him and for him to be honest and open. I don't want to say the wrong thing here.
Well, Mark Ruffalo is a huge star. I mean, all over TV, hundreds of movies, you name it, from The Last Castle to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. The rumor has it, Reservation Road, Zodiac, All the King's Men, Just Like Heaven, Collateral, 13 Going on 30, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I'm reading down now. We Don't Live Here Anymore. In the Cut, View from the Top, My Life Without Me, Wind Talkers, The Last Castle, Life Drawing, The Beat, Get on It, Someone on the Watch Over Me, just on and on and on. I mean, I'm a big fan of this guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a nice guy, and I've loved his work for a while, so it was very exciting to be able to chat with him and get this on film.
And again, the IMDb goes on for page after page of all the Screen Actors Guilds and all the things he's done and all the times he's been on Daily Show, Ellen DeGeneres, just on and on and on. Again, a lot of courage for him to go public as well. We've got to commend him and thank him for everything that Mark Ruffalo has done as well.
Yes, absolutely.
George Carlin, Mark Ruffalo, Martin Sheen, following in the footsteps of Charlie Sheen, absolutely incredible day. And that audio, again, is coming up. In fact, I'm going to give you the floor to talk about L.A. We Are Change and to recruit folks for your powerful chapter, Taking Action. And I'm going to run out of the room and find out if they've uploaded that yet to that FTP. You got the floor. You got the helm. Take over.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're a small group that's growing. We have a little core membership of 9, and then we have a lot of people, on our meetup boards that we're inviting to come to actions. We have a big action in Santa Monica on 11/11. I believe it's Veterans Day. And that's going to be at the Bluff on top of the Santa Monica Pier in Santa Monica. The cross street is Ocean Avenue and Colorado. And we're inviting everybody to come down. It's, going to be a peaceful outreach, and a march. Depending on how many people we have, we'll have some tables set up and some street actions and some marches. And just kind of an outreach to get people on board. We're going to be giving out free flyers, DVDs, and whatnot. So we have a great group. We have 9 of us. And, and we're kind of reaching out, outside of the little core steering committee group to have events. And I guess we have several hundred people now in our meetups. And, we encourage everybody to join with us. WeAreChangeLA.org and to show up at our events, any other events. We're trying to work with all other groups and, kind of grow the truth and kind of get our country headed back on track. We don't really feel good about the direction it's headed, and I've got to take a minute just to applaud you, Alex, for the work you've done. To see and hear you in Endgame, bullhorning the Bilderberg group was just phenomenal. Those words, for me, were right up there with any of the great presidential speeches or JFK, MLK. And it was just phenomenal to see that, and that empowers us to try to speak truth to power. Whether it's government or whatnot, just being honest and truthful is a very powerful thing, and I'm thrilled and humbled to be part of this whole movement. It's great people, and it's great ideas. It's great ideas. We're really trying to put into action, into the streets,
Absolutely. The
things that our founding fathers penned so many years ago.
And how dare Glenn Beck and all them say it's un-American to speak out and expose this when government-sponsored terror has been declassified over 200 times? I mean, the analogy is some 55-year-old bank robber who's been in prison for 20 years for bank robbery when they were 30 years old gets out. He's got gray hair and a tattoo of an anchor on his left forearm. And somebody walks in a bank who's 55, bald-headed, with an anchor on his left forearm, and he robs the bank. And the first thing the FBI and the police do is they go look at mugshots, they go check in the computers, they see who just got out, and then they go to their house and they go after him, and 9 times out of 10, it's them. Okay, We have a government that has declassified that it staged terror over and over and over again. It's not our government. It's a criminal group that took over our government, clearly with the National Security Act of 1947. They're in control. They've carried out all these terror attacks. The PNAC, the vice president, when he was former defense secretary in 2000, writes a document saying we need big, helpful Pearl Harbor catalyzing events to launch our new world order. Big terror attacks. All these other top experts write it. The CFR says, minus a big catalyzing event, we're not going to get it. In the big threat assessment they put out in 2000. And then magically it happens, and it gets their whole agenda and gets Bush's approval rating up from 40% to the all-time high of 95% of any president ever, everyone rallying around. They launch and attack the two wrong countries. They, even if you believe it, it came out of Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 hijackers. I mean, what do you expect us to do? What do you expect us to do when they have the motive? They wrote about how they wanted it. They've been caught doing it in the past. I'm going after the chief suspect. And what do you think happened? Lo and behold, the chief suspect was guilty, 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 guilty. The info war continues. I'm Alex Jones. This is Historical Talk Radio. Stay with us. The transmission continues.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
All right, I just talked to Adam. Again, he's having trouble converting the video to audio. He's going to a friend's house to do it. technical stuff and messing with it is a hassle if you don't do it professionally. And we still have problems here. So what he's going to do is, in the next segment, he's just going to put the phone up to the speaker, hooked up to the video camera, and play the audio. Then he's going to go get it transferred in the next 30 minutes or so, and then you'll be able to hear it in the middle of the second or third hour clearly. But this works pretty good with phones up to televisions if it's done right. And he's going to gauge that with John at the network. We're going to get the best audio to get that over to you. Again, Mark Ruffalo, huge actor, Martin Sheen, gigantic icon actor, and all these Academy Award-winning films, top TV shows. I left my cell phone on and all my crazed behavior. Hold on one second. Hello? Hey, man, listen, I'm on air. Can I call you right back in 2 minutes? No. I mean, I put everything on hold. I'll call you back in 2 minutes, okay? I understand. You know what? Hold on one second, okay? Just run some music for a minute. Okay, bro. I'm here. What's up?
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide. Where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around, around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again and again and again.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.